the bottom of Nenheomid Beis, Meisvei. Ha'osa lulav liatzmo. Gemara said that the halacha is if you make a brach on lulav every day and on sukkah every day. Ha'osa lulav liatzmo. Omer baruch shechiyona v'kiyamona v'yonos manazeh. When you put the lulav together, you make a bracha shechiyonu, even before yontif. Not lalotzisbo. Omer baruch asher kedishon solichivonu alintilas lulav. And the reason we don't say alakichas lulav, which is the lashon of the pasuk, why netilas lulav? Netila is more clear that the lakicha of the Torah doesn't mean just to buy a lulav. Lakachtim lachem. So you have to actually take it and shake it or whatever. V'afalpi shebirach olav yom rishon chozim v'varach chol shiva. And even though you made a bracha the first day, you make a bracha all 7 days on lulav. Ha'osa sukkah liatzmo. Omar baruch shechiyonu v'kiyamanu, nichnas leishibo, omar asher kedishon sivonu leishibah sukkah. When you make the sukkah, you make a shechiyonu on the making of the sukkah. And when you are mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, you make a brach on the mitzvah leishibah sukkah. The kivin shebirach yom rishon, shuv eino mevorech. And after you made the bracha the first day, you don't make any brachas the rest of the days. So kashya lulav alulav, kashya sukkah sukkah. Right before we said that Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Sukkah you make a bracha called Shiva and lulav yom echad. Right? And here the Braisa says just the opposite. Sukkah only you make the bracha the first day and lulav all 7 days. Tomorrow says Bishlam alulav alulav lokasha kan bisman shaves hamikdash kaim kan bisman shain beis hamikdash kaim. When lulav was deraisa in the beis hamikdash all 7 days, you made a bracha every day. But bisman azel lulav is only deraisa the first day. The other 6 days are the Rabbanan, and the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, you don't make a bracha. That's why you only make a bracha on the lulav the first day. So that which Rabbi Yochanan said, you make a bracha on lulav, only the first day, and that which the Braisa says, you make a bracha on lulav all 7 days, one's talking bisman hazeh, and one's talking bisman hamikdash. But el sukkah, sukkah kasha, sukkah is always the Raisa. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say you make a bracha on sukkah all 7 days, and the Braisa says only the first day? Tanoi, Maaseh Machlokes Tanoim, whether by a mitzvah that has no hefsek, do you make the bracha only the beginning, or every time you are mechadish that mitzvah during the day? Tanya, tefillin calls man shemeinichon mevorech aleihem, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds every time you put on tefillin during the day, even though it's one long mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to have tefillin on the whole day, but if you take it off, and you're Mesiach Das, and you put tefillin on again, or you take it off, and you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, you went to the bathroom or whatever, you have to make a new bracha. That's what Rebbe says. The Chachamim Omeinu Mevorech El Shachris Vavad. You only make one bracha in the morning, and that's it. And Memela, this is a Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you make a bracha on a mitzvah similar to tefillin, which sukkah is similar to tefillin, you make it every time, or just the first time. Rashi. Ha'osa lulav be'erev yomtiv li'atzmo v'lo la'acherim. If you make it for yourself, you're putting your own lulav together, you make a shechiyonu. Kan bismantosis here has a shaila what some mitzvahs we do make a shechiyonu, some not, and there's a lot of rishonim with a lot of different conditions of when you make a shechiyonu on a mitzvah and when not. The Rambam says basically you make a shechiyonu on three types of mitzvahs. One, that mitzvah that comes from time to time, a mitzvah that is unusual, doesn't come often, and when you buy something like a tefillin, tzitzis, or whatever, on those kind of mitzvahs where it's a kinyan. In addition, you also make a shechiyonu when you buy new kelim or whatever. Tosfos says that the Man D'Omro says you make a bracha on only mitzvahs that come from time to time would hold you don't make a bracha shechiyonu when you buy things. They're two separate shitas. One shechiyonu was on the hanov of having something, and the other is on the zman of the mitzvah. And the two things are not compatible with each other. It's either this or that. And most Rishonim learn not like that, that you can make the shechiyonu applies to this and also to mitzvahs that come from time to time. But not every mitzvah that comes from time to time do we make a shechiyonu. We make a shechiyonu on halo. Right? Yet we make a shechiyonu on megillah. So there are all different kashas. Why? Some mitzvahs yes, some mitzvahs not. And okay, let's go on. Rashi, kan bisman beis hamikdash mevorchim lo v'mikdash kol shiva mid'oraisa. Rav Yochanan, the Toli time with the Raisa. When Rav Yochanan said you made a bracha on Lulav all 7 days, he was talking in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Lulav in the Mikdash was the Raisa every day. Kol Zman Shemenichon, Rebbe holds you make a bracha on Tefillin every time you put them on. Vafilu Kol Tzer Menichon Me'apam Ve'yom. If you took them off 100 times and put them back on, every time you put them back on, you have to make a bracha. As long as you were Mesiach Das from putting them on and had in mind to take them off for an amount of time. The Gabi Sukkah Nomi, Alpha Gab the Lom Mifsiki, Lelos Miyomim, Ukechad Yomarikahu, Mevarchon Lebechol Yom. Sukkah also, you make a bracha every day. The Hudumya, the Cholet Zumaniach, or even not only every day, but every time you leave the Sukkah for an extended amount of time and come back, you have to make a new bracha. Elish Shachris, and the Rabbanan hold, no, you only make a bracha on Tefillin once a day. The Sukkah Nomi, even the Kikachad Yomahu, Sogi, Bebracha, Shal Yom Risha. And Sukkah, since it's one hemshech of 7 days, Tefillin each day is different. But the Ma'isa by Sukkah, it's all 1 7-day mitzvah. Namely, only make a bracha the first day, according to that. Itmar, Abaya, Omar, Hilchasuk, Rebbe. Abaya says the halachas like Rebbe, that just like you make a bracha on Tefillin, every time you take them off and put them on, soak too with Sukkah. Rav, Omar, Hilchasuk, Rabbanan. Rav said the halachas like the Rabbanan, you only make one bracha on Tefillin a day, no matter how many times you take it off and put it on. Omar Rav Mori brought the Bashmuel. So Rav Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, his father was a goy. Shmuel's daughter was captured and she came pregnant from a goy, and therefore he's called brought the Bashmuel. And you have somebody whose father is a goy. That's one of the ways of identifying him in a ksub or whatever by calling him Ben Bas so and so. Chazina leilu Rava de lo ovid kishmaisi. We see Rava didn't do like he paskin. He said that halacha is like the Rabbanan, that you only make a bracha on tefillin once a day, no matter how many times you take it off and on, right? And we see that Rava lemaisa said the halacha is like that, but he personally did not do like that. Elamakdin v'koi v'ayel v'sakise v'nofik u'mashi yodhi manach tefillin mevorech. He would get up in the morning, put on his tefillin, what's it called, to go to the bathroom, come out, wash his hands, come out, put on tefillin, make a bracha. And if he went again to the bathroom, he'd take off his tefillin, and when he put him back on, he'd make another bracha. And therefore we do like Rebbe, both Abaya paskin like Rebbe, and Rav himself, Lamaisa, must have had charata and paskin like Rebbe too. And therefore by Sukkah we make a bracha all 7 days, and similar to Tefillin, whenever you leave the Sukkah for an extended amount of time, and are Mesiach Das, when you come back, you have to make another bracha when you eat. Omar Marzutra, Chazino Leilu Rav Papi, the Chol Emes to Monach Tefillin Mevorech. Right, and we saw Rav Papi also, every time he put on Tefillin, he made a bracha. Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi, Chol Emes to Mesham Shebuhu Mevorech. Not only when they put it on, every time they touch the Tefillin. Some say when they went out of place and they put them back into place. So it's like putting them on. And others hold mamish when they were like Mesiach Das and had to touch them again to get their mind back onto the tefillin, they made a bracha. Rashi, we'll see, one says what the bracha is. Tosus says a different bracha. And other Rishonim say a different possibilities. So see Rashi first. The lo ovid kishmai see alakozman de monach tefillin mevorech. Even though Rava Paskin, like the Rabbanan, that you only make a bracha on tefillin once a day, Elisha, he didn't do like that. So he must have reconsidered. Hochi Garcina, Vana Nomik Rebbe Avdina, Mavarchino Kol Shiva, Vyapagav Divachad Yomahu, even though it's like all one day, and by Tefillin, right, according to the Rabbanan, you'd make a bracha only once, but Rebbe holds you make a bracha on Tefillin each time. Same thing with Sukkah, you make a bracha each time that you start the mitzvah again. Uvalulav Nomik Kol Shiva, right, and Lulav also make a bracha all seven. The Afagav the Rabbanim Mevorchin Olay. Even though it's only a mitzvah to Rabbanim, you make a bracha on a mitzvah to Rabbanim too. Ki hechid Mevorchin b'ner Chanukah Megillah the Rabbanim. The Kimle Rav Shmuel b'chad shitza b'lulav. That every Rav and Shmuel both hold by lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days. For Rabbanim Nami Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Omer lulav Shiva. So therefore, we make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days and on lulav all 7 days. The Mesham Shibu, the Kaimelon Chayiv Adlam Mashin Shvillin Kol Shor. Kavachom Ritzitz, you have to keep your mind on the tefillin by constantly touching them, right? So it's a mitzvah to touch them. Every time you touch them, it's like you're concentrating on the tefillin again, right? And they make a bracha, what's it called, every time that they were mishamish. Tosa says, what bracha did they make, right? So he says, what's it called? Some people say that it's Lishmar Chukav. That's a bracha the Yerushalmi says they used to say when they took off tefillin. So Mele, Lishmar Chukav would be the proper bracha when you Meshamish betefillin. Toto says that's not really true, because Lishmar Chukav is going on the fact that you can't wear tefillin at night. So you have to take them off, so that's Lishmar Chukav, not to wear them at night. But stand to keep your mind on them, that's not the proper bracha. So therefore, Tosa says the bracha would be, Lishmar Chukav. Yeah, he said, Tosa says you say Lishmar Chukav. Other Rishonim say you say Lishmar Esat Tfilin. And there's a sheet that holds you make a bracha Lahaniach Tfilin every time you touch them. It's like a new Hanacha. But the Maaseh, we don't make a bracha b'chlal. We only make a bracha if you take off the tefillin and you intend not to put them on right away, like you put them on at mincha time, right? Or you can't have them on, you take them off and go to the bathroom, even though if you intend to put them right back on, since in the bathroom you can't wear tefillin, you have to make a new bracha when you come out. Okay. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, yeah. Mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, the mitzvah of lulav is all 7 days, meaning the bracha. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav, mikan ve'elach mitzvah zekenim. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says the first day is mitzvah lulav, meaning min haTorah, and you make a bracha, and the rest is only derabbanan, and you don't make a bracha on it. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn the first day you make the bracha al netilas lulav kutz min haTorah, and the rest of the days you make a bracha al mitzvah zekenim. You don't make a bracha on the Tzilas Lulav, because there's no mitzvah Lulav, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So you make the bracha on listening to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer called Yom a mitzvah Sekenim, Vafilu Yom Rishon. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, every day is mitzvah Sekenim. So Mar said, Vafilu Yom Rishon, Vakaimel and Yom Rishon Deraisa. Right? The first day is Minat Torah everywhere. So Eim Abar Mi Yom Rishon. Now every day is every day is Rabbanan except for the first day. That's what he said. Yehachi Hainu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Then he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying, that the other days is only Rabbanan. Either you don't make a bracha or you make a bracha according to some Rishonim on mitzvah sekenim, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. So aim of the chenom Rabbi Yitzchak. Say Rabbi Yitzchak said the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Af Rav Sover called Shiva mitzvah lulav. Rav also holds that you make a bracha on lulav all 7 days. So Omar Reb Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Hamad Vitner Shul Chanukah Tzorech Levorech. Rav said, you make a bracha on Chanukah, it's also Drabbanan. So if you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, which is Drabbanan, you make a bracha on Lulav when it's only Drabbanan too. Reb Yirmi Omar, Haroah Ner Shul Chanukah Tzorech Levorech. If you're not going to light that night, you don't have your own house or whatever, and you see Ner Chanukah, you also have to make a bracha. May Mevorech, Omar Reb Yehuda Yom Rishon Hamadlik, Mevorech Sholosh. The first day, a person who lights his own Chanukah licht makes 3 brachas. And a person who sees Chanukah licht only makes 2 brachas. After that, the person who lights only makes 2 brachas after the first day. You leave out the Shechianu. And the person who sees it only makes 1 bracha, Shosan Nisim. So the Madlik is Mevorech Hashem Kiddushon Sov Sivanu Lahadlik Ner Shol Chanukah, or Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, 2 different gear souls. Right? So Mar says, Vehechon Sivanu, how could you make a bracha on a mitzvah the Rabbanon and say that Sivanu, the Rabbanon, was Mitzavas? He wasn't Mitzavas, the Chachamim were. Milo Sosu. No, the Rabbanon said to listen to the Chachamim. He said, Lo Sosu, Mikola Shiorucha. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer, Shalom Vichov Yageicha. The Rabbanon told us to listen to the Chachamim from this pasuk, Shalom Vichov Yageicha. Rashi. Mitzvahs lulav shiva lebracha. Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav doraisa v'ikar uboi bracha. Mikan ve'elach mitzvahs zekenim. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai v'siyaso. They were mesakin after Churban Abaye zecher lemikdash to take lulav all 7 days. The other 6 days too. U'drabbanan lo boi bracha. And this man the Omer holds that's which is drabbanan. You don't make a bracha on mitzvahs drabbanan. The af rav sover lakol shiva boi bracha lemitzvahs lulav. V'afagav drabbanan who boi bracha. And Rav holds that you have to make a bracha all 7 days, because even on Mitzvahs Rabbanan you make a bracha. Domar Rav, B'ner Chanukah, B'mid Rabbanan hi, U'boi bracha, Hachinami lo shnot. All Mitzvahs Rabbanan also need a bracha. Haroah Ner Chanukah, Koy al shalo hidlik b'veso. Person wasn't madlik Ner Chanukah, V'over b'shus harabim, V'ro also pischa Yisrael. He sees other Ner Chanukah lit. She mitzvah al nicha b'pesach. Tzorech Levorach al Rishona. So he has to make the bracha on Shasa Nisim, on the first one that he sees. Not everyone he sees. The first time he sees Ner Chanukah, that night he has to make a bracha. Mevorach Shtayim, Shechiyonu v'shoni, Shasa Nisim, She'en halaroa levorach lehadlik hanir. So the one who lights makes three brachas. Lehadlik, Shasa Nisim, and Shechiyonu the first night. And this one who sees only makes the Shasa Nisim and Shechiyonu. Mikan ve'elech zman leka. And after that you delete the Shechiyonu on the second day and on. And therefore the one who lights makes two brachas, and the one who sees makes one bracha. Hamadlik mevorach lehadlik ner v'shasa nisim, v'haroa shasa nisim l'chudei. V'heichan sivanu, hoel hu midivreim, since only the Rabbanim, where is the Rabbanim from Atzaviyu to do this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah or lulav the other 7 days, the other 6 days? So the Gemara says, either from Lo Sosor or from Sha'alo Vicho v'yagedcha. And somebody says that this is totally in the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam learns that everything the Rabbanon say, even the Rabbanons, there's a mitzvah to listen to them, Minatorah from Lo Sosor. And the Ramban says, no, only when they tell you that this is Pshat in the mitzvah deraisa, they have a Kabbalah, or they learned it out from Yud Gimel Nidos, then you have to listen Milo Sosor. Otherwise, the fact that you have to keep mitzvahs derabbanon is not a specific lav or essay in the Torah. It's a gether. The Torah said, "V'asu mishmeres l'mishmarti." Torah wants, in general, that the chachamim should make such siyagim and make takanas. So, from sha'al avicha v'yagedcha, we have the idea that that's what the Torah wants. So, you have to do it because the Torah wants it, but not because it's a specific mitzvah. So, according to the Rambam, right, you learn it from Lo Sosor, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, whatever. It's even though it's only the Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv to listen to the Rabbanan. And according to the Ramban, you'd have to learn it from Sha'al Avicha, because that's not included in Lo Sosor. Okay, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so these Amoroyim argue talking with the Ramban and the Rambam arguing. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masni Lo Behedya, Omar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Slula. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, we don't learn it from Ner Chanukah, but that Rav said Betheirish, that all 7 days you have to make a bracha on lulav, even though the 6 days are the rabbanan. Tana rabbanan. Ha'osa sukkah liatzmo. Ma'omer baruch shechiyonu. Nichnas leishibo, omer baruch asher kedishonu. Ha'isu asuya v'omeres. What if you didn't make the sukkah? You had a sukkah put up from before. So, im yochel l'chadish badover mevarech. This is within 30 days, because earlier than 30 days, you'd have to be l'chadish something, according to Beis Shammai at least. According to Beis Hill, if you made it l'shem sukkah, then no matter when you made it, it's kosher for sukkah. But you only make a shechiyanu if you put up your sukkah within 30 days. We don't make the shechiyanu then. We make the shechiyanu and kolel it all when we make kiddush. And we have in mind also for the building of the sukkah. We don't make two separate brachas. But according to the Man Yomers, you make a shechiyanu when you build the sukkah, it's only within 30 days. But if the sukkah was up already, you didn't build it. So if you can do something new, put up some new schach, then you make the shechiyanu then. In lav, and if you can't do anything new, it's just a freestanding sukkah that you didn't do anything new to this year, then the cheshiyachon is leishib b'mavarashtayim. Then when you go into the sukkah, you make the bracha leishib sukkah and also shechiyanu. Om Rav Ashi, chazino leil Rav Kahana, and some hold, there's two shechiyanus here really. There's a shechiyanu on the day, on yontif, and there's a shechiyanu on the sukkah. So we're kol of them all together in Kiddush. And we're yotzei all these things in one bracha. What happens if you made the bracha and you built the sukkah before yontif? Do you again have to make a bracha on yontif because of the yontif? Or no, just the opposite. You yotzei with the building of the sukkah, the shechiyanu, on the yontif too, even though you made it before yontif. The Rishonim will hold the second way, and Rishonim will hold the first way. That you can't make a bracha on the yontif before yontif. But others hold, no, when you build the sukkah, since the main idea of the yontif is the mitzvah of sukkah, when you make the shechiyanu on the mitzvah, it goes on the yontif also, even though it's not yontif yet. Mar says, Omer Avashi, chazino leiler of kahana, deko omer lu lekulo akosa de kedusha. He made all these brachas when he made kiddush, and that's what we do. We're kol of the shechiyanu for the building of the sukkah, for the mitzvah of sukkah, and for the yontif, all on the shechiyanu in kiddush. Avashi. Masni lo behedya, lohad rav gabilula v'lo shomalei michlolad ner Chanukah. He didn't have to bring a raya that Rav holds you make a bracha on a mitzvah the Rabbanan from Chanukah. He heard Rav say it beferish l'gabi sukkah, l'gabi lulav. Mivarach shtayim leishi besukkah uzman. When you go and sit in the sukkah, you make two brachas. If you didn't make one before Yontif, leishi besukkah and shechiyonu on the building of the sukkah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu l'fanav mitzvahs harbe omar baruch asher k'dishon shonu ala mitzvahs. If you had a lot of mitzvahs to do at one time, you don't make a bracha on each separate mitzvah. You make one general bracha al ha-mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevorach ha-kolachas li'achas b'tnei atzma. You make each one separate bracha on that mitzvah. And Omer Abzei, Rabbi Yisema, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda, Valchasak Rabbi Yehuda. That you make a separate bracha on each mitzvah, even though you're doing a lot of them at the same time. Omer Abzei, Rabbi Yisema, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold? You don't make one general bracha for a lot of mitzvahs. We make each one a separate one. Dechsiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Dechid B'Yom Mevarchem Oso, V'Layla Ein Mevarchem Oso, Oim Yom Yom. Day by day. Mashma that only in the daytime make brachas, not at night. Ela Balomar Lecha B'Chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosav. Every day you make the bracha that fits that day. Right? So Shabbos, you make special bracha that fits Shabbos, and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. Every day has to have a specific bracha that fits that day. Hachanami B'Chol Dover V'Dover Tein Lo Mein Berchosav. Same thing, everything has to have its specific bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds in brachas the same thing. He holds up, you don't make a bracha bori pri hadama on all kinds of things that grow from the ground, but on vegetables you make a bori pri hadama. On what's it called, on different kinds of spices that you eat, or herbs, you make a bori mine deshoyim. The bracha has to be more specific. And even though there got to be brachas, we don't paskim like that, because over there it's all one hanah. But when it comes to mitzvahs, talk, we pass them like him that you need specific brachos for every mitzvah. Okay, Rashi. Mitzvahs harve. So Rashi says, what's an example where you have a lot of mitzvahs? Lito lulav, leishe besukkah, laniach tefillin, lesate betzitzis. Mashal from Rashi, that's all at one time. Which means that Rashi saying over here that you put on tefillin a chalamoid. Could be not. It could be Rashi saying two things. Lita lulav leisha besukkah or la niyach tefillin satim betzitzis. Those are two examples of when you have more than one mitzvah to do at the same time. Ala mitzvahs, the yotzi de kulam. She make one long bracha, ala mitzvahs. Kol yom v'yom mein berchosov. Shal shevach mein shal shabbos. Shal shabbos mein shal shabbos. Shabbos, you say, a bracha for Shabbos. Shal chol mein shal chol. Shal yontif mein shal yontif. Ma'amora. Just like that specific yontif. That's what we do. Make a bracha mekadosh Shabbos, mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, and so on. And every day is a bracha that's specific to that day. So too, every mitzvah is a bracha specific for that mitzvah, and not a general bracha.